Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
And away we go.
And away we go.
Hello, everybody.
And I only had to wait 35 minutes for you to get everything situated.
I had to run to the bathroom, and I had to do a text message, because I have more in my life than just you.
Sorry. You were douching and prepping and texting a trick to say, I'll be done in an hour.
That would be a miracle if I'd do it in that amount of time. I would literally have an S across my chest, or maybe a D for douche.
D for
douche. Douche man.
Douche man.
Ooh, I just like... did a little gopher from, I'm a little hot, by
You're
the way.
You're a little hot. We're going to take you down.
I'm like gopher from the 100-acre wood. So, honey.
Oh, God.
So,
people are going to comment on that, too.
Yeah, they are. They're going to hate that.
Make sure everything...
I'm not doing cough drops anymore.
That's good. You got shamed.
I did. I'm like, sorry, I sound like I'm sucking a dick. They're like, nope, can't handle the mouth sounds.
Y'all, we listen to y'all.
We try.
Sometimes.
And then sometimes we don't.
Sometimes you say things, and we have to remember we do as much as we can for y'all. But at the end of the day,
it's whatever I want to do.
It's our show. So, all right, we're going to have, we got a couple announcements. Oh, we should introduce ourselves.
This is 90 Day Gays.
Yes, 90 Day Gays. Why is your phone over on my side?
Oh.
90 Day Gays. My name's Maddie, a.k.a. Matt.
And I am Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
Poodle, we are recapping today. This is before the 90 day, for the 90 day. Bleh.
Before the 90 days,
season
4,
episode 3, Risky Business.
Ooh.
Risky
that's
Business.
That's what they called me in college, literally.
There goes Risky Business.
She's got all kinds of stuff.
She's got, woo.
Only stuff you'd find in labs.
I got something for her. They said you only get in Machu Picchu.
I've climbed the highest mountains.
I've climbed the highest mountains. I like this episode. What you think overall?
Yeah. I think we're getting to know these train wrecks of a human beings.
Yeah.
A little more.
That's a little more.
Everyone kind of is meeting their significant other 90-day counterpart. We haven't seen Avery yet, but her storyline bores me to tears, so I don't really care.
Yeah, old white guy. We'll see him next week.
Oh, yeah, we will. We'll see the guy who's sent a woman $100,000.
He's going to be sane.
I need his contact info. if anybody knows his Instagram.
Fraud it at TLC. Do you have his social security number
for
Jake?
Just out of curiosity.
Just for us.
Just so I could do a credit check.
Ching. Use that Diner's Club card.
I know. I love a good Diner's Club.
Yes.
Black card.
All right, before we
jump... No bullshit discover.
No bullshit discover. Mm-mm. Before we jump in, we have a couple of announcements. One thing, so for those of you that jumped onto our Gatreon and watched our Gatreon, where we did the crowdcast, which was the live video of us talking about Love is Blind, y'all, that was really expensive, and they want to charge us for another month, but we're going to probably have to... We're not going to do it. I think we're going to have to use Discord instead. We're figuring it out for next
time. We're not happy about it.
But they sent us an email that said, your trial's almost over, and we'll end tomorrow.
And bitches, you got to pay soon. So y'all, if you haven't watched the live thing, you can watch it not live, unlive. Oh,
I guess this is going to go up on Monday night, so I guess
You're all fucked.
Sorry, y'all. It's very expensive, and I don't think we're going
to
use it.
I'm going to see if I can mentally channel it to all of you right now that you need to go do it. We can obviously put something in the squad about it. We will.
Yes, we'll put something in the squad tonight about it. So that's going that.
That was a lot of fun, and we saw a lot of people downloaded it. A lot of people downloaded it or watched it at least.
We did.
So we hope you guys enjoyed that.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Speaking of Patreon or yes. Gatreon, I will say, and I don't say this very often.
Oh, Jesus.
I had such a good time watching Drag Race with you.
You know, we haven't watched Drag Race together
like
in a
years.
Long time. Like, since we were roommates, practically.
Since when you came over in a covered wagon last time, and Paul got the vapors.
It's true. That's when you were in your 30s, and I was a teenager. Yeah. We did. We enjoyed watching Drag Race very much.
But y'all... our Bicurious episode.
Oh,
we did two episodes of Drag Race on the Bicurious episode. That's the episode we put out once a month. That's on the $5 Lonely Heart tier.
You know nothing of what...
No, the Bicurious is on the... Yeah.
No, the Bicurious is at the Come At Us tier.
No, the Bicurious is... No, the Bicurious is at the $5 tier.
No, it's not.
I'm almost certain it is.
No, it's not. We can look online.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it is. I'm an idiot. The Bicurious episode is on the Come At Us tier.
Yes, it's on the Come At Us tier.
And like, when we get enough, you guys.
Remember when we get a double of Come At Us? You know.
I'm sorry. I was dumb.
You know, Poodle's just talent, and that's okay.
It's better that way.
It's better that
You're
way.
You're still hot and screaming in my ears.
It is a little hot.
Yeah.
I love her for it, but she's talent. So there you go. What are you going
to
do with that?
The Bicurious episode is on our Come At Us level.
Anyway, Patreon, it's really kind of, you know, if you want to get, especially with like Darcy and stuff like that, it's kind of...
These queens are good this
to
year,
to see
y'all.
The before of like... To see the parallel of Darcy now and see the before the 90 days, what the season we're on now, because we're on season two... We're actually like right in line. I think we just finished season three. So
it's super compelling to see Darcy's change.
The difference of her lip change, even that.
Oh my God.
And then we haven't even talked about personalities. But
she's got those wax lips this season, y'all.
It's
just
true.
Wax lips.
I will say, y'all, if you are new to Darcy, watching that, especially if you do the watch along where you can watch the video, but watching that and seeing how Darcy was so fucked over by Jesse really makes
you
sense
understand
of
everything.
Why she is the way she is now. Anyway,
The other thing we have to talk about is
Poodle's pregnant. It finally took
they
y'all.
They said it couldn't happen.
They said it couldn't happen.
I kept trying.
I'm hungry.
And you know, this is the first one I've ever carried to full term.
Full term.
So.
Full term. No, we do have a baby, though, that is being born.
Ooh,
next. See how I did that?
It's germinating.
It's germinating. It's going to be born next April.
Which one of us is giving birth? Not me. This womb is inhabitable.
C-section for me.
It's a very unfriendly womb.
I got to keep my ass lips together, so C-section.
We're doing another show a week.
We're going to start doing another show a week starting in April.
It's not necessarily, it's a show that we're calling
The Weekly Squeal.
And it is basically us talking about what's going on this week. It's just, you're going to get a full undiluted dose of us.
Undiluted?
I don't know what I just said.
You're drunk already. But
I have only had this much of one drink.
So yeah, there will be a lot of stuff. I think a lot of stuff that y'all have been asking for. A little bit of stuff going on.
We're going to talk about more of it later.
A little bit of Southern Stories, but we'll talk about it more later. We've been working on that and fleshing that. And honestly, we're able to do that, a lot of you, because you are supporting us on our Gatreon.
Yay.
And we appreciate that. And we're able to tell the man, I don't have to work this day.
We're giving giving you more content because that's what y'all asked for.
That's true. We just give it to you. So come at us. Let us know what you like and what you don't. And lastly.
And we may or may not do it.
And we may or not do it. So we're going to jump into this. Y'all, I recommend if you like live discussions on the Sissy Squad and the Facebook group.
Go to Sissy Squad and join that Facebook
Jordana
group.
Jordana has started that live discussion group every
She's
Sunday.
She's got a live watch, y'all.
It's over 1,000 people that comment now.
Okay.
1,000 comments. It's
and we
crazy.
Have like 4,100, 4,200 people in the squad.
Yeah.
That's a fourth of the squad watching, y'all.
We've got some dick pigs
They're
in there.
They're having a good time.
Dick pigs. Wait. Anyway.
They love dicks and they like to talk about them.
It's hot now. Let's
that's
jump into this.
That's why I opened the window.
Y'all, I've got some. Did a cough drop before this, and I've got some warm tea, and as someone suggested on the Sissy Squad, a tablespoon of honey, because okay. We're going to talk about Lisa.
Oh, no. Here we go. Okay.
I'm not going to have a voice.
I've got to say, this whole segment was what like watching someone do a full body like dry heave.
That's a
it
great...
It was really hard to watch.
It was... Poodle said in the middle of it, we should have done like we do for the Gaytreon.
We should have done a live watched for this, just us watching her segments.
Y'all, don't get excited. Don't come at us and say do a live watch. That's going to be like, we're so busy. That would have to be like $100 on the Gaytreon to watch that shit.
I love it. How it's like, y'all need to do this. I'm like, what you doing telling me what to do?
But
who are you, bitch?
We screamed. I screamed. And you were appalled. When they were kissing, it was disgusting.
I was appalled.
And you know what? It's not that they're at different ages because Michael and Angela, we're literally watching Michael and Angela on our Patreon right now. That's not gross.
I wasn't super grossed out by then. The first time I was grossed out when she had like the body butter on him licking it off. And that bothered
me. When Angela licked off chocolate. But when this time when we saw them, this is the first time they met.
Yeah.
And with Angela, we said it was cute. But
I think
this
it's because Lisa is just such a disturbing person. There's something about her energy that feels both manipulative and power hungry and also
oppressive.
Also, yeah. And it also looks like her face launched 1,000 shipwrecks.
It's true. It's true. You know, she kind of looks like, doesn't she look like the younger sister? Y'all don't pull over.
Y'all,
don't pull over.
The fire department's been busy tonight.
Busy, busy.
It has been. I'm glad. You better be putting out fires, boys.
Go say some Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Anyway, y'all.
Don't pull over.
I decided she looks like she could be the younger sister of that actress from Throw Mama from the Train.
Yes.
I don't remember that actress.
And the other actress would be the pretty one.
Yes. Who was in Goonies.
Yes.
As
I
well.
Loved her.
I loved her, too.
The Night was Sultry.
The Night was Sultry.
I'd also like to say that someone posted the meme of Russell Crowe's face with Lisa's hair. It's
accurate.
Pretty uncanny.
Accurate. Accurate. It was pretty. So, but before we jump into that, we get Lisa's on her way, but then we get a 24-hour rewind.
I'm coming, baby love.
I'm coming, baby love. I'm going to make sure that he... is faithful. All right. And so
I'm going to raw dog him every goddamn night.
We're going to get not this episode, but they'll probably have had sex by next episode. Ugh. So, y'all, I'm going to have to get some throat coat tea for next week.
I'd like to also say that Lisa's downward phone angle is what you see before you die.
It's true. It's very, very
it's
true.
It's that face.
Y'all, but 24 hours before, Usman's just... He's in his underwear and a t-shirt,
just
smoking a hookah.
Getting high.
Smoking a hookah in the morning.
He lives with his two friends, Giant and also Usman.
And Usman. So I guess
I guess it's like John in Nigeria.
Yeah, I guess
so. Come at us, Nigerians, please.
Come at us, let us know. He is very excited to talk about being a superstar Soulja Boy.
They're kind of like the hotter, younger version of the goofballs.
They are.
His group. They're kind of hot, y'all. Oh, all his friends are kind of hot.
I was just going to, when he goes to dinner,
ooh,
my goddess.
I felt like I had entered your dreams.
pass me around. I mean, just call my ass a hot potato.
You would be like a hacky sack. Goo, mm-hmm. goo, goo. Oh, uh-huh. oh, oh. Oh, it fell. You got to fuck him.
It fell. Oh, sorry. It would be, I mean, ooh. That one, what was his name? I wrote it down.
Joseph. Joseph is the hot one.
Joseph was gorgeous.
So I want to talk about when they asked, so how old is she? And he's like, 49 to 50.
49 to 50.
I'm going to start giving my age this way.
Baby love. My baby love.
35 to 40.
35. That's fine. It's a range.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Something in there. Something in there.
He shows them their picture and he's like, this is my love. And he's like, you're friends with this? And he's like, don't call her this.
Don't call her this.
This is my love.
This is my love.
My love.
Turns out she's jealous. And yep. She gets on Instagram and yells at girls who come at
who
him
come
fan
at him.
Wise.
Shocking.
And this is not necessarily good for his star power, guys.
No, but Usman says his goal is to come to the USA, y'all. And be
the biggest
rap star,
R&B star.
Herstory.
He's also one of his other main goals is, yeah, I love her so much, I'm just going to try to tolerate her. That was the exact words.
Oh, I missed that.
I'm just going to try to tolerate her.
But maybe they have a different version, definition of
maybe
tolerate
there.
Maybe
tolerate is a nicer version. Maybe. I think maybe he means like, I'm going to try to get past it.
Oh.
Yeah. Because tolerate may sound horrible there.
It's going to be weird because, y'all, she only wants, you know, we already said, she already told Usman, when I get there, I just want it to be you and me and your raw dick in my vagina.
No condoms, Amber.
What do you think she calls her vagina? Her gina? Her G-woman? Her goot?
I think she
raw
says,
dog.
I think she says pussy.
My pussy.
I think she's like, I want it deep in my pussy.
I want it deep in my pussy. I don't know. Or she said, I want it deep in my gouda.
You do it the best when you do your finger.
I have to do
it. I wish you could see this, y'all. He is, I want it deep in my gouda.
Go ahead. You can take a video
right,
on my
I'm
phone.
I'm going to tape a video of you doing Lisa.
Okay. Go to our Instagram, okay. 90 Day Gays, and we'll post it. Did you
this
press record?
Is, no.
Jesus.
This is him doing Lisa. It has to, I want it deep. Do that.
I want it deep in my vagina. No, my pussy.
There
I'm
going to
raw dog him.
Oh, I already turned it off. That's enough.
All right, that's good. I do have to do the hand like that. It helps.
I know, it only works that way.
Y'all, when you see a live show coming up later this year,
you
can
see
it.
You have to do the hand. Y'all, the hand motions, it's the same way that when I do Flory and I have to throw my body away.
You kind of throw your body around. And it's like, and I do a,
the only
I do a different
do
hand
it.
Motion with Darcy, but I don't know what that
yeah,
is. It's just like, I do
yeah.
it.
I don't know what that Darcy. Is for us, y'all. Dar-
oh, with Darcy, she does this like
yeah,
clappy
like,
thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
Where
were we? So he's picking her up at the airport with his friends.
And so he sees her.
He sees her.
He sees her and his face, his eyes, like she's like that's her like joyful laugh.
She is kinda like it is the worst smoker's laugh. Like I'm shocked we have not seen her smoking yet,
she's
y'all.
She's awful. She's so like repulsive.
You know, there's
to
something
me.
Likeable
I don't know
about
what it is.
Angela.
I agree.
And I know people compared them, but they're so not alike to me
I
at
just
all.
I can't find anything in Lisa that I enjoy. You're right. There's vulnerability that I see in Angela.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, even though she's a horribly abusive person. Lisa, there's something so gross and manipulative and kind of malevolent about Lisa. There's something that she's like all there to get it herself.
Maybe. I also think she's not as intelligent. I stand by this. I think Angela is very intelligent.
Huh.
I do not. I do.
She just doesn't know how to express herself
usually
in the
yes,
most kosher
I think,
ways.
But yeah. like, I think Angela's where she is and doing in her life and what she handles, I think she's very intelligent. I don't think Lisa got hit with the smart train. Anyway, it was weird seeing them together. It felt like a mom and son because Michael does not look as young as Usman.
Yeah, there's something about this couple that makes me...
It feels gross.
It makes me want to, like, scratch off my skin.
Yes.
The whole time, he said, what do you think about her? He's like... She has a bigger belly than I would have thought.
It's true.
And the friends were like, yeah, we only saw her from halfway up.
Halfway up. But Usman says, he's like, I'm in paradise. And then they, have you noticed every time that they kiss?
Oh, Lisa that's goes, the most disgusting thing about it. Don't ever do that again.
Kiss me, Usman.
That's so awful. It's so awful.
Let me put my tongue in you, Usman. You're making my pussy bloat up with blood. It is ready for that raw dick, that American way.
That's so... You just said roar up with blood. I'm so disgusted right now.
Because it's true. It's funny because
it's
true.
I think that's why I watched this whole thing and I was just revolted.
It was revolting.
And y'all, that's not to say, like, I can watch straight couples kiss and watch them do all that.
Oh, it's not that.
It's not about a gay thing at all. These two, and he like kept flicking his tongue and her teeth.
Yeah, and she would go
kept
like
doing it.
She would do it like a sneaky snake, and that's when she would go.
Yeah. don't ever do that again.
Gross. I'm not gonna have a voice after this show.
No, you're not. She also said, so they do get to the hotel, and he's like, "Just go, gentlemen." And of course, Lisa's favorite flower. It's roses, y'all.
Now, has it been on
my
our
least favorite flower?
Is it the Gaytreon or is it the regular that we've been talking about flowers? I can't remember.
It's on the Gaytreon.
So just so you know.
We've been talking a lot about flowers, and I've been talking about how.
There's a lot of talk of roses on that season.
I'm not the biggest fan of roses.
Poodle gets on the soapbox.
And men, a lot of men just automatically think that you bring a woman roses and she's going to be like, I'm going to drop my panties. A lot of women don't like roses. My mother doesn't like roses. Women I know as friends or even women I've dated don't like roses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's and, you know, a lot of people do, but, like, it's – you should find – I'm saying that for the straight men watching, all 13 of you are listening.
10.
You should ask your lady. You ask your lady what her favorite flowers are. You should know, you know. Mine are peonies, by the way.
I do love a good rosebud.
That's what they called you in college.
That is what they called me.
There goes old rosebud. I know. I saw it last night.
Hi, guys.
Okay. So.
And if you Google rosebud, keep scrolling, but don't do it at work. You won't want to see it.
Don't type gay rosebud.
No. This is coming from experience. Don't do it.
That would make. That even Heather Torres would blush at that.
She'd be like, "Seen some shit.
Fuck, that's some shit, y'all." She would. All right.
She also just starts touching his fucking face, like, is that?
She was rubbing his face with the rose.
So weird.
Did you see her rubbing his with the rose?
Yeah. I just want to like beat her to death with her bag. She's so awful.
She's pretty gross.
They've been talking for 2 years. I forgot about that.
So they have been talking for a long time.
She wants to get her fucking pussy wet.
She's so easily impressed because she did say with the roses, it was a fucking like six roses in a plastic bag that he got from like Dollar General.
Yeah, and a bear from like an airport gift shop.
And it wasn't even in like a vase. And she said, the roses he gave me. Was stunning. Stunning. It was so over the top. It was unreal. He is in love with me.
You're right. The finger really does make it for you.
It really...
It wasn't right until the finger.
Was it right?
It really wasn't.
But don't you feel like she's way easily impressed by things?
I feel like she's easily impressed by a lot of life.
Yeah.
She's just... Y'all, she's just one of the most vile people I've ever seen on television. She really is.
This said, though, the producer asked Usman, are you looking forward to having sex?
He's like, well, I got male parts and she got lady parts, so whatever.
You put
it's
going to
be a grooving.
Yeah.
It's going to be, we're going to be grooving. We're going to be shaking.
I mean, he said he basically wasn't as sexually attracted to her.
Yep.
I feel
basically
like
a bagger.
I feel like, by the way, kind of, it's a little sad because with Michael and Angela, you can tell that they are in love. Like, I really both really believe
they're
in love.
No, I agree with you. He's not in love with her.
You can tell he doesn't, I don't think he cares for her at all.
I think he's thinking about his career.
I think that's what I think he is, too.
He's in love with the dream to go to America.
That's what I think.
Yep.
Anyway, y'all, that's that.
Now I can take some Rolaids after watching that whole segment. Oh, it was really hard.
It was, it's not... They're gonna fuck next time.
Oh, God.
Because you're... That's what we should have done.
Can you just cover my eyes?
Because when you're 25 years old, come on.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon could have given me a hard-on. That's what we should... We should have fucked hot older
$1
people.
$1 million! Ha!
Ha! Here's my penis!
You're right, great one. Fuck me. For anyone...
Four stars.
For anyone,
four stars. The judges say
3.5 stars.
3.5 stars.
But you finished well on my face.
That was. We just did a whole 30-second Ed McMahon rant that none of you are going to understand.
None of you under 40
under
will 40, get.
You're going to be like, "What the fuck?"
You're going to have to Google it, and your like mom or grandmother was saying, "Yeah, he was my generation."
Exactly.
3.25 stars. That was Star Search. Star Search, y'all.
Thank you, Liza
I
Minnelli.
I got to put my dentures in.
Yeah, we're Star Search.
Star Search.
Wee
wow.
Beer.
3.25 stars. Hot property gets 3.5 stars.
Oh, man. Okay.
They were always had names like that. It was like, hot property.
They did. And sugars, we're just going to take a quick break for a commercial. We'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
All right, shall we move on to Stephanie?
Yes. Stephanie, y'all, from the Yonkers.
We've got some family. In here, we got some bisexual. We got a bi girl.
She's a YouTuber who sings songs like pizza. I love you, pizza, more than anyone. It's pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
We have pizza on a bagel. You can have pizza anytime.
Unfortunately, it did not go to the
pizza
bagel
song.
Theme.
No.
Because that would have been actually marketable.
Yeah.
The pizza song, y'all, if you watch
this
girl.
I'm hoping it was ironic and a joke.
She delivered it with such a straight face, but who knows? Maybe
who knows?
It was. She's a YouTuber. She's got some dogs.
She's very beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. She originally is from the Czech Republic. Her family moved over.
She was like eight.
Her mother name is Magda.
Her
I love
Magda
that name.
Is,
Father Matthew.
She very much reminds me of my mother. Although my mother has a better hairdo and she does knows how to do a hot oil treatment occasionally.
Magda does need some help with her hair. You would think her daughter's a YouTuber, like, let's work it out, Mom. But maybe. Mothers always don't listen to their daughters. Shocker.
My mother doesn't listen to hers.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. She hasn't told her friends that she's bisexual, and she hasn't...
She's told her friends. Or her friends,
I'm sorry. She hasn't told her parents that she's bisexual. She is... in love
she
with
met
the girl.
She met someone on the internet, a
named
girl.
Erica, yes.
Who's a photographer, who has colored hair.
Yes.
All kinds of like manic pixie dream girl fantasies here, y'all.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. She's like, she's into some freaky deaky shit.
Yeah, she's into like tying up in feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Hot wax, all
and
of
like,
it.
Probably like.
Because what else can girls do? I mean,
probably
just...
like Zelda and Princess Toad role play. You know what I mean?
A lot of dental, like just dental dams just being sprinkled around the bed.
Who knew? We sounded just like Nintendo. That's our backstory. You want to talk? So I guess
they're playing tennis
with our friends Sanders
and
Heather.
Heather. And she's like, I just want that slow motion run up. Like, and I was thinking, you've seen The Notebook too much. All these motherfuckers have seen The Notebook. And what do I say, y'all?
The notebook isn't real. You say that all the time.
Yeah. And it's true.
It's true. It's very true. So Heather says that she's not just several. She's had many, 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 many failed relationships.
I like that, too.
And
Heather's got what we often call calico hair. It's like a calico cat. It's got about four or five colors all the way up.
She's cute, though.
She's living for it.
So, I mean, that's basically her friends. Here's the deal. In meeting her with Stephanie, she seems normal. Like, where is the ball going to drop? I don't see the crazy in this yet. Do you?
She's going to be clingy because she has put all her eggs in this one girl's basket.
Literally.
And then she's going to literally put her hands in this girl's basket, hopefully.
Literally.
In La Boheme when Mimi says, "Here, keep your hands warm in my muff."
Oh, she does say that.
From the opera. When Mimi's about to die and Musetta says, "Here, put her hands in my muff." That's an opera reference that no one else will get. Sorry about that.
That like two people did.
Sorry about that.
No, I don't. I like
Alyssa
it.
Alyssa Albertson will get it.
She will. She will get it.
Anyway, so she said she's going to tell her mother, "I'm going to go see a friend in Australia." I'm just trying to picture if I was her age.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of still living around my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my mother, "I'm going to go see a friend in Australia." And my mother would go, "How long have you known this person?" And she would go into Columbo mode. She's like, "Well, where are you going to go?" Like Peter Falk, "How long have you known this person?"
And then when you told her you met him online?
Oh, what was it? Is it a chat room? They do those things, you
your
know.
Mother would,
someone can steal you from money from you. There,
they take your kidneys.
Uh huh.
Mother poodle destroy you.
She would.
In
she
five
would
minutes.
Interrogate me under like a hot light, and I would crack. Y'all, mother, my brother and I call my mother the detective because when we go somewhere, she's always like, oh, where'd you go? And we're like, oh, this restaurant. Even when we go back home, like when we're just with my friends. Oh, really? What'd you eat? Who else was there? And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, who was your waiter? Were they busy? Was parking easily there? I'm telling you, there's a litany of questions my mother asks about my experience.
Come at us if your parents...
What is she doing now?
If your parents are detectives, come
or
at
they
us.
Are, you'll, let's say you're home and you go out with your friends. Your parents will ask you 80 million questions about what you just did. I don't know why they need to know. I think secretly my mother thinks I'm lying. That like she's trying to catch me in a lie still. I don't know what that would do.
You like to lie, though.
I'm a I don't lie well, though.
No, you're a horrible liar.
I know.
I could be like, Poodle, where were you? Oh, no. Poodle, did you have McDonald's? No, I had a salad.
Yeah, I'm not a good liar. I'm not. Anyway, but yeah, Mother Poodle, you will crack.
And then when you think you're going to be able to stay strong, she'll serve you homemade biscuits.
She will.
And you're just sitting under that light.
And then by
sweating.
The end, she's like, I knew I'd get it out of you.
She just sits them at the other end, and you're just looking at them, waiting. As soon as you let her know, you get those biscuits.
That's why I'm your mother, and I know everything. She would say that growing up.
Really?
That's why I know you better than anybody else, Will.
My mom would say, I know it's all.
It's creepy.
My brother would always say, how did you find out? And she'd say, the dog told me. But little did my brother know, my mom put a baby monitor under his bed.
That is diabolical.
He was sneaking out a lot all the time. And like for a month, she put a baby monitor under his bed. And he would come home and they would lock the door. The kids, he would sneak out and they'd lock the door. So he had to crawl in his window.
That is diabolical.
Yeah, and then so finally
good for Bonnie Marr.
So finally she put an alarm clock in her bedroom on the other side of her room, and she said, this is going to go off at 12:05. If you don't turn off this clock, I'm going to wake up.
Oh, my God.
I know. They were great. Although, I don't know if I'd put a baby monitor in my child's teenage child's bedroom.
No, that's invasive.
That might be a little invasive.
I think parents these days trust their kids more. Because I think he was reacting to probably your parents either being super strict on them.
Maybe. I mean, I had no curfew or anything because I didn't abuse it.
Yeah.
My brother was doing it from the get-go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, y'all, she was diagnosed, Stephanie, with aplastic anemia, which she needed blood transfusions every day, which sounds pretty awful. So if she's going out of the country, I can understand why her mother would be like apoplectic.
Can you imagine
my mother,
like now with all the corona shit, with you have gone into a coma, what would you would say if you, I mean, when you were in China, your mother was beside herself.
She was beside herself. She was
like
every
I bet
day,
she still won't feel settled until she sees you.
Every day she's probably there like wringing her hands together, rubbing her hands. I can just see it.
I remember her doing that in the hospital.
When will Jay Bird call me?
You probably should go see her.
You know what? Why
just
don't
to
you
make her feel
get
better.
Off my jock.
I'm just saying.
I feel like I have a mother right here.
Y'all, guess what we're doing for my birthday? I'm so excited. My birthday's coming up on the 12th, and for my birthday present...
This is what he wanted.
Poodle is letting me organize and clean his house with him all day.
He's letting me organize and put things where
he wants to put them. Where they need... No, where you decide they go, because teach a man to fuck, he'll fuck you over. But teach a man...
to get fucked.
To get fucked, and he'll get fucked forever.
That's an ancient
proverb.
Chinese proverb. I have it tattooed on my back.
Me too. Me too.
I tell people it says infinity.
Infinity.
Anyway.
So yes, her mom has got to be worried.
So Stephanie is trying to come out as bisexual to her parents over dinner, over a bunch of like Czech dishes. And you can just tell. Also, I got to say, her brother, who looks like a teenage boy, just a regular teenage boy, when he's cutting his food, he is like stabbing it overhand.
It looked weird.
It's like
looked diabolical.
Young, it's like young, like...
Sweeney Todd shit.
Yeah, it's scary. young, like, Boston Strangler stabby.
I didn't like it.
No. Because you guys, it can be really, you know, it takes people like several tries to come out to their parents. You know, so no wonder she's like taking like a dinner, you know, probably she'll have to work up to it. And because basically you guys, the big thing in your head is this is going to change how they see me. And that really affects her. She's really like, that's a big part of her psyche.
Oh yeah,
and there's always a part in like an LGBTQ kid's brain of, are they going to love me anymore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's always there.
You really have to. You have to come to terms with. Even though I knew my mom would be okay, and I, like 90% knew my dad would be fine, but still there was that 10% of, because my parents were divorced, was will my father disown me? And like at a time, my dad was paying for my college,
right.
And all that kind of stuff. So I had to think about not just their love. So we don't know her situation, but it also could be like there's just a lot of things tied up
right.
in her parents.
So, you know, that's a process for her, and we understand why she's agonizing over it.
It made me emotional to watch a little bit because I remember that anxiety?
But I do. At the same time, it's kind of her journey to tell. And I was kind of really worried the show was going to make her do that.
I'm kind of glad she didn't do it on a show.
I'm glad that she didn't do it.
Y'all, coming out to your family on TV.
Not the best idea.
Not the best idea.
Because they may react badly.
They may react. And in their parents' defense, they might have a bad initial reaction and realize that might be like a knee-jerk reaction, but not actually what they wanted to say.
Right, right.
That happens a lot to parents because they've got their own coming out process right. now of getting used to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it made me emotional.
Anyway, I'm sure we'll be talking about it all season long.
I remember when I came out to my dad and my stepmom, Brenda, at the time. I remember I told my dad, literally, I was going to tell him at like 6 o'clock at night. I finally didn't tell him until like 9:45 when he was going to bed. I kept trying, and I just wanted to throw up. And so then I told him, I cried a little bit, but only because he started crying. And then he just kind of stood there, and it was silent. And then my stepmother, Brenda, said, "Well, Matt, is that a new phone?"
I love that story.
Because she didn't know what to say.
Is that a new phone? God bless the Brendas of this world, y'all.
Y'all.
That bitch was just trying to defuse the situation.
She was.
Is that a new phone?
That's what she said. Picked it up, and I was like, yeah.
Anyway.
I've heard that before, and that never fails to make me laugh.
Anyway.
A new bone.
Anyway, y'all.
Y'all, if you could see a picture of Brenda, she has huge ass hair.
She does, and spider webs for eyelashes.
She's gone now, the slut.
She's still alive, but my mother called it. Yeah,
yeah.
Because she cheated on my she was my the mistress and the broke up the marriage. But I wanted to say on it, just remember, y'all, in our sissy squad or Poodle and I know we have a lot of straight sissies out there, but for any of you LGBTQ ones, if you need help coming out, or you need advice, or you need a queer ear,
we can be there for you.
Come at us and let us know, and you've got people in the squad. So the best advice that I think I can give you is come out when your heart tells you, not your head.
And y'all, we've got this. I would say our sissy squad is probably the most friendly place for that.
Oh God,
they're gonna love you regardless because. For the gay sex things we've said, and they're still here.
Oh, they're still here. Come on.
Nothing phases them.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we practically have a partnership with Boy Butter Lube at this point. We really
need to get on that.
We do.
That's all I've got about Stephanie.
And just when my voice was coming back.
I'm running for my life. Before I tell you what's going to happen.
Talk about Darcy, y'all.
Yep. Both of us, when we saw her first, we think she's had even more work done since the premiere.
I mean,
the lips, she got definitely new injections because it looks like fake wax.
Like when she's on the ground, and look, I'm trying, yeah, granted, we're talking about her body, but it was her choice. But it's just, you know what it is? It truly is a metaphor for kind of the delusion of Darcy. And like how she reads relationships is also based in herself, in her appearance as well. And it's distracting. Yep.
She's creating herself. She's trying to create something she's happy with.
It's hard to even look at her.
It's really
and
hard.
And take her seriously as she's talking. And I love her. I love Darcy.
But she's now past the point of being able to be, I would consider it, that kind of natural look.
You think?
I'm trying to be nice about it when I say it. But because last season she was on the verge. She was still much. But, you know, Darcy's had some plastic surgery. Now it's
she's going to be a cat lady in a year.
Yeah, she's going to be a cat lady. Past and Stacey's like,
the point of no return. No backward glance. The game we played
now. Something. I can't remember that. Yo, that's from Phantom of the Opera, and it's one of the better songs.
The point of no return.
And then that is one of the better songs. And then I think he goes,
you have me.
It's so dramatic.
Phantom of the Opera. Yo,
that was a gateway musical for me.
This is a good Sissy score. You know, I loved Oklahoma, but like the first Broadway, professional musical. Mine was Phantom of the Opera.
And then I saw Blood Brothers.
Ooh.
Yeah, which was not as good.
But that was yours, Phantom of the Opera? Mm-hmm. Y'all, come at us and see, what was your gateway Broadway musical?
It was Phantom. I'm sure these motherfuckers are going to say Rent. All these.
There's going to be a lot
Rent
of.
It's okay, as I've always been said.
There's going to be a lot of Les Mis.
Y'all, I need you to, if you ever want to say, oh, Rent's the best thing, I need you to Google something called Rent Demos. The song One Song Glory was once a song called Right Brain. And it's like, when the right brain is the right brain.
That's not good.
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
It's not.
It's not good. Okay. What's not good is Darcy is feeling unsettled about this video. Her lips.
And when she breathes in and out with them, I'm like, I feel like it's like 3D television. I like back up.
She is like, she's in the gym working out a lot, but not sweating at all. So I don't know if her sweat glands were taken out.
I'm not sure. And her boobs are just flopping around.
She got her boobs done more too, right?
Yeah.
You know what she looked? She looks swollen all over.
She does.
Like, just swollen.
Maybe she didn't let it rest enough.
Like a bunch of, like a thousand of Anna and Marcel's bees just stung her.
The big thing here, y'all, is she's very upset because Stacey has sent her, has called her and basically said, sent her something from her fiancé, Florian.
Yes, she got some pictures. But, y'all, I was going to say, we have an exclusive.
We have
an exclusive.
We have the email.
We have the email, and Florian is here in studio to read it. Everybody, welcome Florian.
Hello, it is so good to see you. Hi.
Hi, Florian. Good to see you.
Hello.
You look slimmer. Why is that?
Oh, Stacy has been staying at my house.
Oh, is she sucking the fat out again?
Maybe. I came to say I still friends with Thomas, and he has been seen with other woman. And I seen Stacy pictures of said woman.
Is this his girlfriend?
Me no. It just got me very concerned for Darcy. Because I love her. And you know, I love love. And you know, you should love, Darcy. You make it worry, Thomas. Open your mouth, Thomas. I got to go because I need blood transfusion.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Florian. Bye. Good to see you. Poodle, you just missed him.
What?
You
what
just happened? Missed Florian.
Oh,
got the hot
tea. I love him.
I loved him too. Boy, really, for such a buff man, it's a high talker. Really a high
shocking.
Talker.
And you know what? I bet it really hurts his voice when he does it.
I bet it does too. So
he sent pictures. Florian sent pictures of Tom and another woman.
But here's the deal that I want to say. This is so fucking junior high. Where Darcy's like, I couldn't see the pictures because we got into a fight last week and we blocked each other on Instagram.
Yes,
I'm like,
that's true.
You're fucking 45 years old blocking people you're fighting with on Instagram because she said, but I will not let any man play for my heart.
I like it how Lisa's bleeding and you're getting lower,
it's
Darcy.
Just my
I
voice
know.
Is ruined. I did Lisa first.
So
yeah,
they,
Darcy's more. Hold Stacey, on, let me. Okay, I got it now.
Stacy picks her up, and I think this is time for a 90 Days Theater. Sorry, I'm going to kill your voice.
God. That butt. All right, I'm going to be playing Darcy as usual.
Yes.
Poodle's going to be Stacy.
Episode of 90 Days
Poodle,
Theater.
Poodle, where are we starting from?
We're starting when we're going to do two locations, actually. Oh, we're going to be in the car, Stacy's mm-hmm. car, when she picks up Darcy.
Okay.
And then we're going to be in a place called Fresh Monkey.
Fresh.
Where we're where it looks like we're getting like tall, sippy coffee drinks. And we know those basic whores love those.
They need a straw.
All right. So anyway, here we go. And scene.
Get in, Darcy.
Hey, Stace.
Good to see you today. You look good.
Well, I don't feel good because my British man is cheating on me, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I know. I sent you the pictures. I knew it would make you spiral. What do you think?
It's not cool. It's unbelievable. I mean, the man is stringing me along like that. Say you love me.
You know, wonder if he ever loved you. You ever think about that? Does it make you, like, want to kill yourself at night?
What? I never thought about that.
I don't know. Just saying.
I thought it was a little shady.
But if you ask me now.
I mean, I have a fiance, so I'm fine. So it's like, whatever. Whatever you want to say.
It just hurts. It's disrespectful.
Agreed. Let's go get some sippy coffee drinks. And next location.
Oh, next location.
We're at Fresh Monkey.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Darcy. I'm sorry things wind up this way.
Sometimes things happen. Like, last episode, your makeup looked terrible, but it looks better today.
I know, and kind of like how my makeup looked terrible, your hair looked awful, and your boobs looked like they've been worked on by Dr. Frankenstein. Anyway, so did he, like, give you a key to his house or something? Or his heart? Something like that? Something stupid?
He did. He gave me the key, but now... I truly thought
he did. Did I mention I have a fiance? And you don't?
You brought that up, Stace.
Yeah, yeah.
Like four times in
the
car.
Do you like this kind of triangle thing I got going on with my hair?
It looks like two gerbils.
It looks great.
Two gerbils made it in your hair.
It looks great. I love how blonde I am and then one part looks just white.
Thinking about getting my lips done.
And scene.
Stacy was wretched to her.
She was so awful.
I wonder if he ever... Loved
really
you.
Loved you. Y'all, what we just did wasn't even as bad as what they did. We couldn't even bring ourselves to treat each other that way.
She runs all over Stacy, bless her heart.
Darcy. Stacy runs
Darcy
all over Darcy.
Runs all over yep. Darcy, yes.
Yep.
It's
really
not
awful.
Not good.
She's like, so didn't he give you the key? Didn't he give the key to his heart? Good for sneezing Excuse in me. Your arm. Y'all, sneeze in Start the pit of your you. Arm. Sneeze in your elbow.
I've had to teach Poodle.
And y'all, don't touch your face.
Don't
touch your
don't
face.
Don't touch your face.
We're living in Corona era.
That's
don't
true.
Touch your face. And wash your hands.
But you can buy Corona beer. Did you know people have stopped buying Corona beer?
Honestly.
I'm like, are you...
Poor Corona. We need to give Corona...
Give Corona your money.
They're a good Mexican company.
I'm
sure they're American now.
Yeah, I think they are.
God bless them.
God bless them.
Y'all, go out and, you know what? Go out and buy a pack of Corona beer and send a picture to us in the Sissy Squad if you're in it.
Let us know.
We need to support them.
We do need to support them.
If our alcohol market goes out here, that'll be bad for everybody.
Mainly,
no one wins.
Mainly Poodle.
Yeah, I won't be happy because if beer suffers, liquor will suffer.
And if liquor suffer, I suffer.
Uh-huh.
Because he's going to be sober.
I'll just hit you upside the head with a vodka bottle.
Boom! You know what? Something Darcy said that it's really, you could probably, was just Stacy had said this to her before, and she just Because I think she internalizes a lot of what her sister says. But Darcy, she was talking about this, and she said, I should have seen the red flags, and I ignored them again.
Yeah, she did.
Like, literally beating myself up like, I'm the idiot.
And Stacey's like,
I'm so stupid.
Yeah, you should have.
And Stacey's like, I try to tell you. Try to tell you, Darcy. It's hard to talk to you, Darcy. We're here in this state of mind. I can't talk to you.
Can you imagine these two in a therapist's office?
Oh.
And the therapist would be like, okay, wait.
Imagine life coaching them. How much would you charge them?
$500 an hour.
Each.
Yeah.
Each.
And no, what I would have to do is I would do the mirror exercise. I would have them play the other. It's a simple exercise, but it's dumb. But that's what they would.
If they'll get it.
I don't know.
Twins are a weird thing.
They are. Speaking of someone who's had two of them.
Wow.
Not birth them. I mean, fuck two.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, in the same bed. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about.
Are we clear? I had sex with them.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Big Ed.
Fine.
Big Ed.
So
he's in the Philippines, y'all. He's nervous.
He is nervous, and he's getting off the plane. He still looks like a mixture of Muttley and Droopy Dog.
Thank y'all for letting us know. Thank y'all for coming at us and letting us know immediately who that was. He's the line that broke my heart when he said, I know I'm not attractive.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully. It's just
and
sad.
And he's kind of right.
Well,
I mean, conventionally, let's be honest.
So he's waiting for her, and she takes her like 20 minutes to get there.
No, 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
She shows up, but she does show up. But let's talk about her life.
Yeah, let's talk about 24 hours before.
So, y'all, this is when we enter the world of white people privilege.
This is some Sally Struthers feed the children shit right
here.
Yeah.
We forget sometimes. I say we. So also, this motherfucker who's in the room with me drinking fucking. Alkaline water
like with electrolytes.
Like a bougie bitch.
This hashtag white privilege.
Rose lives in basically one room, maybe two rooms with her son Prince. They sleep on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have. What got me is she said our life is simple and small. And I can tear up talking about it, like, because I was just thinking about how much we take for granted on a daily basis. Like,
we have
toilets, we have running water.
Yes, they don't
have
any of that.
So you guys,
she said it's a hard life, but she's always positive.
She's always positive. And I'm not to sound like my mother, because my mother would always say, "Be grateful, you could have no arms or legs," and that was what I grew up with.
It's true,
but. If you're having a shitty, shitty day, and not to shame anybody, just a little bit of gratitude, just remember you've got a house or you've got running water.
Focusing on gratitude and not like a looking
not a
on
shameful
the bright
way.
Side, but actually being
not a, yeah.
Even sometimes I've had clients before say, you know, I am grateful that I'm super anxious right now, but I'm grateful that at least I can sit here and feel the anxiety.
Exactly.
Even that's gratitude wherever you can find it.
But just saying. And even you can tell she's processed this.
Yeah.
She's like, my life. But it just when you see this, you go, okay, I think I can do tomorrow.
Agreed.
When that happens.
Because she lives there with her sister and her sister's child as well.
In the back of a store.
In the back of their store. Her sister's like her second mother because her mom died. And I have to say, this is the most. We just talked about this on the Patreon. On the Gatreon, we were talking because we have who's from the Philippines? Tariq.
What's her name?
Hazel.
Hazel.
And we're like, so we had Hazel, and then we also had Jenny and Larry. And Jenny
all from
and,
Filipino Cupid.
All from Filipino Cupid. And Jenny and Hazel are kind of stoic.
Not Rose. Is smiley,
she's
y'all.
She's like this comedian, practically,
and I think
compared to them.
She's had to be.
I think she's had to be as well. That's why I brought it up.
Y'all, because we, you know, we haven't always had the best childhoods and things like that for us, but it made us the people we are today.
Oh, it's true.
And we used humor to deal with everything.
Exactly.
It actually made us interesting people.
Jesus.
To be honest.
That sounds so terrible when you say that.
It did.
No.
I'm an interesting person.
You know, I can't argue. I can't argue with that.
Talk to a hot person. Talk to a really hot guy. They are the most boring person you've ever met.
That's kind of true.
Like, talk to a hot guy at the gym.
Like, what do you love doing? Because I like a good first date question that I like to ask people is like, just what are you passionate about? What do you like to do in your life? And super,
I'm like, fucking!
Jesus. Well, really hot people. I did remember one time I went on a date with a guy totally out of my league. And I was like, what are you passionate about? He's like, really like, you know, just being in the gym. And I was like, I never knew that could be a passion. I mean, for some people that is. We didn't get that.
I remember asking, I'm like, what do you do? What do you like to do besides, you know, when you're working? That's what I asked. You know, what do you, he's like, you know what I really love? I just love daydreaming, and I love to imagine what it would be like if, like, I was just in a completely other world. And I'm like, you've got some issues to work out, honey.
And that, you fucked him anyway, right?
Anyway.
Yeah, you did. This is why
back
we're
to Rose.
Back to Rose Marie with beautiful name. So, okay, so she has a son, Prince, and here's a little bit. And can we talk about this? And I want to be, because I do like Ed. Ed seems like a nice guy, and I don't think Ed has any idea of what he's about to get into at all.
Ed's bringing in a lot of privilege
because he's coming from San Diego, really nice city. San Diego is a really clean city; it's beautiful. Do you think she is caring for him, or do you think this is just a way out for her?
I think both of them have been so mixed up. She doesn't know
anymore.
3 months. Yeah. I think she has convinced herself that, that she loves this man. However, he basically symbolizes a way out for her.
I think we're going to get a little bit of cuckoo from her. I feel like we're going to see in her.
Yeah. Rose is pragmatic, y'all. I kind of love her.
She is pragmatic, but there's also like, I don't know. I feel like she seems normal and laughy now, but I feel like she's going to take Ed for a ride.
In the preview, we saw her like grabbing stuff out of his wallet and not okay with it. So, she wants her.
Just could see her. Let me have a better word for it now. I could see her being very emotional and dramatic.
Oh yeah, because everything rests on this.
Yeah,
and he, you know, everything for him rests on this, so it's not going to be good. Her son is calling Big Ed daddy. We find
that's
out
a problem.
That's called a red flag, y'all.
That's a red.
That's
after
a
3 months,
huge red flag.
3 months, and they've never even met. And she says, I want him to be, call him daddy, I want him to be taken care of.
And that just tells you how much she's putting into this. So she needs this to work just as much as he does.
She needs this to work more than he does.
True.
More than he does.
Even though, when they meet, we'll get into that in just a second, but I want to say that in her sister's house, there are chickens walking around.
I would be
and
terrified.
You would lose your mind.
I would lose my goddamn mind.
People have been talking about, I know Matt doesn't like birds, but do you think he could like these two? Look how cute my birds are.
Nope.
Y'all, he couldn't like these birds.
Nope.
I don't mind birds. They can sit on my arm a little bit and perch.
No.
Mm-mm. I think birds can be cute and pretty, and they live a long time, and they can be very loving. Like, African gray parrots can be very loving.
And they come up, they rub their face against your face, and then they poke your eye out and kill you, like my grandpa's rooster tried to do.
There was a rooster in this house.
It was scary.
Chickens
are mean, y'all. Mean.
So she wants a big, happy family, she says later. She
does.
Wants a girl and a boy.
Who is it in the sissies? Oh, Becca. Becca always holding her
with
chickens.
With our vet.
Terrifies me.
Oh, they're not that bad.
Anyway, go ahead.
You did run from pigeons on the street and squealed and grabbed my arm.
More than once. More than once.
Y'all, being in a municipal area with this one is not fun.
If it's like
there are pigeons around, it's scary.
I remember one time I was in Century City Mall, like two years ago before they redid it, and they used to have an outdoor kind of food court, and a pigeon flew in my head, and I ran, I screamed and fell to the ground, and a 6-year-old kid pointed at me and laughed.
I would have done the same, actually.
It's true.
So anyway, so they do finally meet, and she says it's traffic, 40 minutes. And she literally kind of spins them around and says, "Let me look." And he's like, "You like?" I don't think I would have asked that question if I was
Ed. I don't think I would have asked that question at all.
She later on, she's like, kind of looked at him like, okay. And her eyes said everything, y'all.
Yeah. Her I mean, she's not into it.
Her eyes said 4'11". You could tell. And yeah. she's 5'2".
She's like, all attractive, always you. Kind of like Baby Yoda.
Attractive, always you. I'm going to use that. What do I look like? Attractive, always you. She also says,
we do a terrible Yoda.
Who you are, it's okay for me. Who you are, what you look like, it's okay for me.
And then the saddest... Well, are you? I'm almost done with this. Do you have anything else?
Just a little bit. The saddest thing for me is he's already sweating, and they're in the airport.
He's already sweating. The saddest thing to me is Ed says, "Now I have faith in love again," and I'm like, "This is not going to end well."
And that just tells you how in his own like head he is.
You know who I feel sorry for in this? I feel sorry for their children, Prince and Ed's daughter in San Diego, because they probably had to deal with a lot. And I'm telling you, it's not even because she wants it so bad. Something seems off with Rose, like mentally to me.
The whole show is built around unrealistic expectations, you guys.
Well, yeah.
And the idea of not being able to talk frankly about something, because every single one of these people is in denial.
Yes.
Every one of them.
Yes.
Is in denial about who the other person is.
It
is true. They look past all the red flags. With the exception of a couple like we've seen, like Juliana and Michael, seem to kind of make that work.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to think if there are any other...
I'm excited to watch, you know, we still have on the Gatreon, we have... I'm excited, we'll be done with Before This Time. I'm excited to jump into like some other 90 days because I feel like... there's been some more realistic people that once they do the K-1 visa process
and they've had to live together a longer time.
And they don't
time.
Have to do this on Before the 90 Days. Before the 90 Days, they're fucking crazies. They're crazy.
Which is why we love the show more.
Which is why it's such a good show. It's like the other way.
I'm done with Big Ed.
I'm done with Big Ed too, y'all.
I hope there's another season of The Other Way because that was cuckoo magoo.
There is.
I loved this.
There's going to be so much. There's like I said.
Oh. Give me more Laura than Aladdin's, y'all. Give me that crazy.
There's going to be more. We're going to have like 2 weeks
off
this year.
Give me more Devin and June.
Oh,
bring
geez.
On the My Family Anal So Clean.
Oh, God.
Give me more Evelyn and Corey. I want to see more awful people.
Well, they're on the...
we're going to see that.
They're on The Other Way.
Yep. No, the Happily Ever After. Or what is it? What Now?
What Now? Which, y'all, we're planning on watching that, too.
Which
but
I want to add, what
time.
Now, bitch? I
what
wanna
now,
add that
bitch?
To it.
That's what we'll call it.
We're
when
watching
we recap
the next
it.
Season. Not this coming. This
we are.
Coming.
Y'all, we just have been trying to do shit.
That's
okay.
All I've got for Big Ed. Shall
That's
we go on to...
Avery.
Which I completely find non-compelling, this storyline.
I'm hoping once we get to Australia, the crazy happens because it's just been boring
it's
right now.
It's really been boring.
She's pretty. He's pretty. She likes him. He likes her.
And
he teaches meditation. And
she does yoga.
And she does water. He's like in the ocean meditating every day in Melbourne.
She's finger banging herself.
It's true.
Next to Seattle.
90% of his clients are women. He's talking about love languages.
Yeah, y'all, if you're a relationship therapist, you're always talking about love languages.
They are kind of important.
Well, I agree. I think it's a reductive way of looking at things, like almost anything.
Yes, and depending on the client, sometimes you have to be reductive.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm saying that...
But it is a little bit like men are from Mars, it is. Women are from it Venus. Is.
And I think
I don't love that.
You know, and they say there are five, but there are more than that.
I don't talk about five. Like when I've ever talked, I ask them
specific what their
I
love
language. I ask them
is.
What their love language are, and yeah. I let them because I, yeah, the client's the expert of their life, not me. I don't know your life, bitch.
But you oftentimes they don't know. You have to get it out of them.
They have to come up with it.
I try to actually. I don't talk a lot about love languages, but that's me.
He's like with his client. Love. Why are you feeling love? What? Just you know what you need. You need to get some dick up there.
No, usually I'm talking about when they're talking about this person, and usually the person is usually some type of substitution for something else going on in their life.
Yeah, that's
almost
true as well.
Always. So only when you're doing couples therapy,
pay me enough.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't pay me enough.
Basically, couples therapy, y'all, is watching two people fight with each other.
It's very difficult. I'm not. Don't get me started.
Y'all, those are people who do that are amazing.
Listen to Where Should We Begin? Though that's a great podcast.
Okay. I don't have a lot about her.
I hate his hair. That's what I have about Ash. Do you think he straightens it? I just want him to have cuter hair.
I don't know. I find he's very flirty with his clients. We've seen that. He's like, your makeup looks on point here.
But has he been advising them on how to do their makeup?
Probably.
If they're getting a man.
Yeah. He was married for 8 years.
He was.
So that's a big deal.
His son is so cute. He loves being a father.
Can we talk about him going to the floral shop?
Before that, I just want to say one thing. He believes he and Avery both
have met
believe
before.
Their
yes.
soul is boundless, and maybe they've met before. Y'all, you know what he sounds like? California.
He does.
We've had these conversations
y'all,
here.
If you sit in a lunch place or a coffee shop, you will hear someone talk about past lives.
I've done it.
Or
I went to lunch with Poodle yesterday, and he was wearing a crystal around his neck. So we can't say it.
We can't talk about it. Y'all, once you get to California, you have to, like, wear a crystal.
Ash would come over here with his hot body and his dark eyes and talk to Poodle about their souls uniting. And the next thing you know,
I'd be sucking his dick.
Yep, exactly.
Wonder what a Mauritius dick looks like. Mauritius dick is my new band name.
Mauritius dick.
Like suspicious mole.
It's true. Let's talk about the florist.
I wrote, this is the straightest florist I've ever seen.
I was expecting like the florist, Michael, from Ina Garten.
I know.
From Southampton
Come
florist.
Come at us if you know a very straight florist with chest hair.
I've never met a straight florist.
I haven't either. Even the one in my hometown is like, hello, I'm Robert.
Oh, I'm Robert. You know, there used to be one at our hotel at Dodson's Floral back in Ardmore. There used to be a big one, and then that's where everybody would go. And my mother almost went there one day, and she decided to turn right instead of left. And that was the day they had a shooting, and three people were killed there.
Again, Southern stories always end sad, y'all.
No, but my mom still tells that story because when she talks about her blood clot she had a year ago, the doctor said, they could have turned left or they could have turned right. And she said, my blood clot's turned left, so I'm alive. Just like Dodson's Floral, I could have turned left.
There you go.
There you go, Mom.
But in my hometown, Robert, I call for my mom for her birthday every year and for Mother's Day. I send her flowers.
Oh, so you call Robert.
I call Robert at Flowers by Virginia.
Virginia?
Virginia has passed, I believe.
Oh, is that his mother?
I think it's just bought by someone else now.
Oh.
But I call Robert.
Does he flirt with you on the phone?
He does sound a little flirty. Yeah. Y'all, a male florist.
Does he call her Miss, is this for Miss Vicky?
She's like, oh, your mother's going to love that. You may have a wife and three children, y'all. I don't know. He just seems like a Mary to me. But you know what? God bless. God bless.
Anyway, the florist is saying that he sees Ash.
He's his biggest customer.
Biggest customer. I see him all the time.
Because he sees lots of girls.
Sees lots of girls.
Not good for Avery.
Not good for Avery. I will say, though, we said this when we watched. Ash and Avery are probably the only two people that don't fucking doctor their pictures. Because they're both beautiful. They look exactly like their pictures.
Strangely enough, I think these have the greatest potential to work out.
I
of almost the entire show.
I agree with you, sadly. But I'm afraid we're going to say this, and then like five episodes,
they're
going
to lose their fucking minds.
Because who did we think in like who did we said before we thought would end up together? And we were on Love Is Blind. Remember who was it? We were like we thought somebody
Kelly and
yeah,
Kenny.
We're like Kelly and Kenny
they're
are
fine.
A lock.
Nope. Well, Kelly was edited weird. She wasn't edited.
Also found on Instagram, Kelly and Jessica had been friends for years.
Someone else said that. They've known each other.
Anyway, y'all. Okay, let's talk about our last lonely heart.
Speaking of dead ends. Okay. This was kind of a shocking end of this episode. So Yolanda's at the juice bar, and is there anything sadder than a woman talking to some online catfish where she's buying $15 at a juice and there's no one else there?
And her phone says the Williams when she calls. The Williams.
I'm
going to go have a juice and call my man.
The Williams.
My sexy man, the Williams.
Y'all, that juice cost at least $15.
So
at least.
Disclaimer, because y'all know we're not frauded by TLC.
And she had a plastic straw. You know what we think about that, y'all.
Yeah, that's not good. We know frauded by TLC and Kim and Kyle on Cray Cray.
We haven't been really
covering
it. We
don't keep up with a lot of the news. There is a lot of news of catfishing on Yolanda's part.
It
wasn't
frauded.
I think it was Love Is Blind.
It was,
what is that Instagram? Who is it? It's called Frauded by Love. No.
Remember. Love After Lockup?
Not love. It's something. Pod
riveting.
After lockup or
riveting.
Anyway, just Google. I'm sorry because they probably listen to this show. Come at me. Let me know. But anyway, there's a lot of hot tea. They can tell you about them. We're kind of going off of what we see on the show.
Yep. So. So she goes home after that because she keeps trying to contact him. She keeps trying to call him. He hangs up.
He hangs up
at one point.
Then she
as
called
she's
the
doing it.
She called the producers to come back to her house.
Because he deleted his Instagram right there.
Deleted all of it. His name, his picture.
And his bio is still there, but
all the pictures,
it's all private
and
now.
Including her. And y'all, this is the weirdest fucking bit of all of it. Why is her bed on the floor? Why? This is the only thing that makes me, are we being catfished by TLC? Because this looks like a fucking, I don't understand why her bed is on the
no
floor.
There's no reason for a woman who is past 30 for your bed to be on the
I'm
floor.
I'm 40. Could you get up in the morning from a bed
no.
on the floor?
No.
She get
I
out
fuck
her.
Guys with beds on the floor. I never go back.
It takes me 5 minutes just to get out of bed.
Yeah. Y'all.
You're back.
Sometimes they even have
your
those,
knees.
They even have those little beds where the box spring is really small. At least that's in a bed frame. Mm. That is a red flag. If you go in and there's a bed on the floor. There's no box spring. There's just a mattress.
That makes the least amount of sense.
What makes them more, I feel like. What's even worse is she keeps saying, I don't know what's wrong.
Because she could say, it don't make sense. It's going to make sense. We're going to make a lot of sense out of this. I'm like, bitch, it makes sense.
Why doesn't she catch on then? That's why I feel like this is fishy. We've gotten here, and now I kind of hate this storyline because anyone would wake up from this.
It feels a little Caesar-ish.
It does.
Feels because their giggle.
But if we meet Williams later, this will be a Maria reveal.
If we meet the Williams, I am shooketh.
Yes,
TLC shooketh.
Yes, I agree.
Anyway,
I wrote down this is like watching a goldfish suffocate on the beach or a fish.
This is.
It is.
That's all I have.
That's all I had, too.
That's all I have. Y'all, that is
I just finished a pad.
That is the show.
Not a maxi pad.
We have
a legal pad.
Aren't we getting it? We are partnering with TeePublic. who does our merch now, y'all. And we're doing, like, we'll have on our Instagram. Be sure to check out our Instagram at 90 Day Gays on Twitter as well, because they're doing some ads with some plus size models with some of our merch.
For our merch, y'all.
We're very excited.
Because we know, like, if you're, like, over, like, a size 2, it's annoying.
If you got some tiggo bitties.
It's annoying.
It's hard.
Seeing just size 2s try on merch.
That's why we switched.
And, yeah, and this is, like, regular people, you know, trying on our shit.
This really is why we switched, y'all. And we switched because y'all came at us and said, hey, they don't have this shirt.
Because we like Old Navy clothes, y'all. Me and this bitch like some room in our clothes.
I love to buy an extra large shirt, wash it on hot, dry it, and then put a large tag on it and say it's a large. That's my perfect size. That's my perfect size, y'all.
Talk to your therapist about that.
Anyway, y'all, before we do our Sissy shout-outs, I just want to remind y'all about you can go see our other shows at sissythattalk.com. You can find the merch links there as well. If you are popping onto the Gaytreon, you can do that. The link is for our Patreon. It's there. And you can listen to our Love is Blind recaps.
And we're doing Before the 90 Days right now, Season 2.
Season 2. This week we're going to be recording... we're recording actually a Love is Blind conversation with the Love Pod, and we think that's going to drop on Friday on the regular podcast. We'll drop that. Yep. It's going to be a conversation about Love is Blind. Anything else, Poodle? Cameos. We've gotten a lot of cameos.
Come on, some cameo. I have 4 to do, and I'm terrible.
I got a little drunk last night and did one.
Cameos are embarrassing for you.
They asked me to. If you asked me to do
Then
I have to.
I'm sure.
Although, after my birthday, I'm probably going off alcohol for a couple of months because it's just... Whew. Trying to.
Me too. I'll go with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, you don't want me not on alcohol.
Anyway,
it's
y'all,
easier.
And one more thing. We are past 1,500 reviews. So once we get 2,000 reviews.
500 more, y'all.
We're doing a fucking live show. So
we also talked to a venue near us. We're going to be probably doing a meetup.
We were going to do it in April,
but coronavirus.
So we're probably going to be doing our first meetup in May. So
y'all,
more
this will be in LA, by the way.
Yeah, in LA, we'll be doing it in May. More information coming.
So start checking flights to LA, y'all, if you want to come to our first meetup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to Oklahoma in May.
Don't fuck me with this.
Just
please.
One weekend. It's my nephew's graduation. What?
You know what? This is why you don't have family, y'all.
Well, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Put 5 stars.
I love to read. Can I just read one of the reviews? One of my favorite reviews.
If you don't know what to say on a review, though, all you have to say is keep going, Queens, and we appreciate it.
I want to give this one.
While you're looking, I'll keep talking. I just want to shout out one more time.
Yes.
Y'all, we're still getting all the information. We had over 1,400 people respond to Jackie Weissman's survey.
Oh, that was so great.
It was so great. We appreciate you so much. And shout out to Jackie, our den mother on the Facebook group. She just had a birthday on Sunday, the 8th. Can we just say keep going, Queen, to her? All right. Did you find her review?
I did. Get ready for this.
All right.
This is from Hillary K. in New York City. I don't consider myself easy to please. Same, Hillary. I do consider myself having high standards and good taste. I've fallen in love with these guys in this podcast to the point of proselytizing.
Good.
This bitch, we need to be friends.
It's true.
I love their wit. I love their vulgarity. I love their banter. I love their realness, their intellect, their keen observations, their extensive and impressive musical repertoire, their pure talent. I also appreciate that Matt and Poodle bring an awareness of interplay of race, culture, sex, sexual orientation, language, etc. 90 Day Fiancé, though primarily fun, does bring up some important intercultural themes. Thank you. We think so, too.
We think so, too.
And these guys have a deeper awareness to address the complicated matters with nuanced insight. They also bring a depth of their analysis.
This is a Times review.
Of the characters and their psychology. You may want to process that. Primarily this episode as fun as shit. I'm the one laughing on the one train, transferring at the queue at the Times Square and looking so jubilant and entertained on the way to work. I can laugh at and scene each and every time. And of course, following my heart, I gladly spent money for Patreon, and I do not like paying money for subscriptions. I'm neglecting my other podcast, and I just don't want to give me the same feels. I'm working backwards to listen to old episodes.
And Lord, she wrote a book.
Started Southern Charm just to listen to them. I'm a happy person with a good life. All I can say is my life feels enriched by that podcast. Is this weird? You know, bless you, Hillary KNYC.
You know, I was trying
to love that review.
That was really sweet, but you have something in your teeth the whole time, and I just really couldn't focus.
I'm going to throw my phone at you, you asshole.
You did. You had something in your teeth. Y'all, Hillary K, that was so sweet. Thank you. We
thank
appreciate
you. Thank you for minimizing Hillary K.
We appreciate you.
I hate this bitch.
Let's do our sissy shout out.
How long is this? It feels like we've been talking for 4 hours with you. Get out of my house.
I'm doing D and you're doing E, right?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all, my sissy shout out goes to Dawn Ma.
Okay.
Last name rhymes with Ma.
Okay.
Don Na. Y'all.
Ma Na.
Well,
sorry,
don't say the name.
You just said it. I was repeating after you.
Fine. It's Don fucking Na. Are you happy?
No, you said it. That's why
anyway,
I was repeating it.
Y'all, Don Na is one of our sissies out there that we're going to shout. And Don Na is known as, she is the person.
Simadon Na.
She is a person who she started a nonprofit actually.
Oh,
to keep malls alive. She doesn't
need that.
She doesn't understand why retail is flailing, and she has a sensitivity
or failing,
and she has a sensitivity to the sun.
Oh,
she's
gotcha.
Allergic to the sun.
I'm the same way.
So
she's like those kids who have to play on the playground at night.
Yes. So an outdoor mall is terrifying to her.
Oh,
she just cries the whole time. If it's an outlet mall, she can't even say outlets in front of her because it's just horrifying. She also also believes that she is related to Harley Quinn from the Joker movies. And so she always walks around, and she even says this anytime you say something and she agrees with it, she even says, she just says, "Right on, Mr. J." She says that to her.
That's a deep cut. You only know that if you know Harley
she
Quinn.
She says that to her teacher. She says it to her kids.
But that's like old Batman comics, not like Suicide Squad
Harley
Quinn.
Not Suicide Squad. She also even says it to her preacher in the middle of church when she agrees with him while everybody
that's
else
a lot.
While everybody else says amen. So it's very confusing, and she's saving up for some tattoos of Harley Quinn. There you go. That's Dawn Na.
My
sissy shout out.
Sissy shout out. Thank you. I couldn't remember. My sissy shout out goes out to Emily Cocker.
Cocker.
Cocker. Y'all, Emily is
Mocker, Focker, Docker.
Cocker. Emily Cocker.
Locker.
I just said it.
Emily Locker.
Emily Cocker.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Stocker. That's her name. Emily Cocker. Y'all, Emily, she seems like a normal housewife. She's just like working with her work. She's got a bunch of kids. She is also, not many people know this, she is an amateur. She is an amateur. That's the way it's said. That's the French way. She is an amateur. She is an amateur flatulologist.
Oh.
She loves studying farts.
She's
like how long they are.
Oh.
Sometimes pitch, like. Broop,
broop,
broop. And sometimes it's just.
Is she just putting her face down there right in it?
She loves everything about them.
Really?
She's like, she's trying to classify them all into a big fart dictionary. A farctionary, if you will.
A farctionary, if you will.
And she's trying to really establish what you eat compared to what your fart is.
Oh.
It is groundbreaking research.
Wow.
Yeah. And at the same time, she rides horses.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, she's sampling horse farts because it's very colorful there. And she's really good at it.
What's for dinner?
And then at the end of the day, she likes nothing better than a good Catherine the Great. And that's when the horse lays down and fucks her.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway, that's Emily Falker, or whatever her name is.
Okay, I'm just saying, can we leave out that last bit for the page, for the sissy shout-out meme? We don't need
just
that.
Just show a picture of the horse.
Just
it's
show
fine.
A picture of the horse. We don't need a horse fucking her. Please.
Good luck, Alyssa.
Alyssa, please.
It's my job to make it hard for
that
Alyssa.
That will kick us out of Facebook. So just a picture of the horse. That's it.
Alyssa will be creative.
She already had to get, what was it, a bat with a big dick?
Yes.
Was it a bat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine are pushing the envelope.
Yours are disgusting.
And that's what I live for.
But the thing about Sissy Shoutouts, y'all, they're 110% accurate. Real. Yes. Y'all, that's the show. We appreciate
show.
You so much.
It feels, it's like fucking 4 hours.
You know, we talk about God, these people because... Poodle and I know what it's like to be lonely hearts. Aren't we all just lonely hearts, Poodle?
We are. And you know what, y'all? If you think about getting a 90-day fiancé,
call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.